Shalom, this is Billy Brim and
Brenda Brim, crew co.
And we're here today to talk about, on our broadcast, The Voice of One Witness. We're talking about what we really must do. Mm-hmm. It says in the Word that the end of all things is at hand. Peter, 1 Peter 4:7. The instructions then, be ye sober and watch unto prayer. Mm-hmm. So this is life in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Life in the Spirit, we will be alerted, mm-hmm. Brenda. If someone is alert, and you'll follow and you'll answer, and you'll get up and pray in the nighttime, mm-hmm. or you'll the both times, like we talked about the Murrah building, and then of course you were alerted before the 9/11. We talked about those Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And neither time do we have to get out of bed. It was evening time. Mm-hmm. But the Spirit of God just comes on you. Mm-hmm. And you search around in your spirit. Lord, is there something I need to pray about? For instance, in that thing that happened in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. some Christians should have been alert, mm-hmm. to that. And there should have been those who set up their watch that we just watch daily.
Yeah.
Because we have been seated with Him in the heavenlies.
Right.
And I read from that book that you must have, everyone must have, The Authority of the Believer, which we have online and you can get from us, by John MacMillan. And he said, the rapidly approaching end of the age is witnessing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness. This man was the one that Brother Hagin said he was inspired to write his book and do his study on the believer's authority. And MacMillan writes, to meet the situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer. The urgent call is for men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, whose eyes have been enlightened to see the ministry in the heavenlies to which they have been called. Now, he calls it their ministry in the heavenlies. Mm-hmm. You and I have a ministry in the heavenlies up over, mm-hmm. the forces of darkness.
Yes.
In the mid heavens.
Yes.
Higher than that.
Uh-huh.
And of course, John A. MacMillan, here are some things from his book. I'll just read you. I wrote these in the back of my Bible and I carry them with me in case I don't have the book. And of course, he bases everything on Ephesians. Mm. The right hand of the throne of God is the center of power of the whole universe. In the elevation of his people, they are made sharers of his throne. Elevation in the plan of God, elevated in the plan of God to exercise authority over the powers of the air. Now, there is in the heavenlies, there is in the heavenlies, in a mid-heaven, Satan's not in hell. He's, you know, you read in the book of Daniel about the, mm-hmm. prince of Persia, the prince of Elam, and the prince of Grecia. Mm-hmm. And so I'm right. thinking about, this is what our brother Gary Wood, Dr. Gary Wood, he died and went to heaven in 1966, mm-hmm. a young college student, as a result of an accident. And he didn't want to come back. He had quite a trip through heaven. He didn't want to come back. But Jesus said to him, Jesus commanded me to make him real to the people of this earth. I'm reading from his book, A Place Called Heaven. He said that there would be three things that would mark his soon return. Number one, a spirit of restoration. Mm-hmm. Number two, a spirit of prayer. And number three, an outburst of miracles. Bless the Lord. Now, we're seeing that spirit, mm-hmm. of restoration. And we are seeing miracles. But I want to talk to you about, and they'll increase.
Mm-hmm. Here's what he saw about when Jesus told him there'd be a spirit of prayer. While I was with Jesus, he showed me the earth. It was like I was looking at the pictures the astronauts send to us on earth from the satellite. Only the earth was encircled by three rings. Inside the first ring, the earth's atmosphere, I saw hundreds of evil spirits. This is Satan's domain. The evil spirits would target people and try to deceive them. If the people would accept the lies as truth, mm-hmm. many more demons would swarm in like flies. Mm-hmm. They would then begin to fall to the temptations of the flesh by allowing the demons to control them, mm-hmm. and their lives would begin to fall apart. I think about that with the shooter mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. His life fell apart. Mm-hmm. He thought he was hearing voices mm-hmm. through hotel walls. It was definitely demons.
Oh, yeah.
The demons have power. This is what Jesus told Gary Wood. The demons have power to make people tell lies, cheat, steal, commit adultery, and speak evil against one another. It was like the people became puppets on a string. Then Jesus showed me that when a child of God got down on their knees before him, praying in the name of Jesus with faith, mm-hmm. their prayers would shoot into the heavens like barbed arrows. An army of angelic forces would appear, prepared for battle to destroy the demons' effectiveness. The more prayers of faith there were, the more the demons would retreat. But if doubt and unbelief were spoken, the demons would begin to overcome. The Lord told me that as time grows closer to his return, demon activity will become more rampant. Mm-hmm. Satan knows that the final curtain is being drawn mm-hmm. and his time is running out. Mm-hmm. Millions of demons and their satanic powers abound all around us. Why are we so besieged by demonic powers? It is because we pray so little. Mm-hmm. The results are immorality, perversion, child abuse, poverty, abortion, wars, revolutions, pornography, the occult, an increase in crime and sickness, just to name a few. Mm-hmm. Murder, for sure. Mm-hmm. Narcotics. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to resist, it is written, the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenlies. Put on your armor and take a stand against the workings of the devil.
Amen.
He said, this is what Dr. Wood said, I have come to believe that beyond a shadow of a doubt, the greatest need of mankind is prayer. Our only hope to destroy the demonic powers in the world today is through the spirit of prayer. Mm-hmm. Now, prayer, working with God, but to know the word, to know how to work with God. Mm-hmm. The word tells us very plainly mm-hmm. in the book of Ephesians how we have been lifted with Jesus. And we sit at the right hand of God. John A. McMillan, I'm going to read it again. The right hand of the throne of God is the center of power of the whole universe. He wrote this in the 50s. Now we know there are universes throughout all creation. It's the center of power. In the elevation of his people, they are made sharers of his throne, elevated in the plan of God to exercise authority over the powers of the air, those powers of the air that Gary Wood saw. This elevation took place potentially at the resurrection of the Lord because of the believer's inclusion in him. You love to talk about that in mm-hmm. him, Brenda. Mm-hmm.
It is ours simply to recognize and to take our place in humble acceptance, giving all the glory and honor to God. Mm-hmm. So then he says, if this is so, and we believe we're raised with him, every morning, early in our day, we should do this, because we're told to rule and reign over the demons. Lord, he gives a sample of what to say. I always give this book away or sell it, and I say, do page 27. Lord, I believe thy gracious word. I believe that thou hast thus wrought for me. In humble faith, I do now take my seat in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus at thy right hand. Teach me how to fulfill this sacred ministry, how to exercise the authority which you have entrusted to me. Train me day by day that I may attain to the full stature of the perfect man in Christ, so that in me thy purpose of the ages may be fulfilled. And so I do that in the mornings, almost every morning. Mm-hmm. Some mornings I actually read page 27. Most mornings I actually pray Ephesians 1 and 2. And then I sit there and thank the Lord that he let me have that seat. Then I turn my attention to Satan, and I say to Satan, Satan, hands off today of the following. I bind you from the following. Sometimes I just say my family. Sometimes I name them. Mm-hmm. And the ministries that he's called us to, the good works he's called us to, it mm-hmm. says in Ephesians. And possessions. And I fully expect him to stay away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, if you work somewhere, let's say you work out at Prayer Mountain. Let's say you work at an office in downtown Tulsa. Let's say that you work at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. You can sit, that's your workplace. You have authority there. Mm-hmm. You can sit in your seat in the morning and do this, and Satan will have to stay away from that place. Mm-hmm. It's just little devils. Demons mm-hmm. that were in that man's mind.
Yeah.
He probably did hear voices.
Yeah. I heard that he had even gone, because he was from Fort Worth, Texas, mm-hmm. had even gone to a Buddhist place and was had meditated, mm-hmm. trying to get free.
Trying to get free from mm-hmm. those things. Mm-hmm. So, in the name of Jesus, Satan has got people walking around like that. Mm-hmm. You can pass all the gun laws you want to. It's not going to stop Satan. But what will stop Satan is a believer sitting up in that seat and exercising his authority. The wonderful thing is that we're going to have our annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer. The Lord's really put it on my mind, Brenda. We had a meeting today, and you heard me talk about it. We must let him use us. Mm-hmm. He knows that this group can be assembled, and he wants to use them. In corporate prayer. There are things you can get in corporate prayer, Kenneth E. Hagin said, I remember his saying, that you can't get any other way. Mm-hmm. So we expect to move with him. And we invite you to come and be with us in Branson, Missouri at the Convention Center at the Hilton Hotel in downtown Branson, October 24th through 28th. And actually, we're going to be meeting in prayer the 23rd, Wednesday the 23rd. No offering, no anything, just prayer that night. Come and join us.